When it rains, it pours. Friday, January 15, 2021. It was soon after his desert experience that Jesus hears that his cousin, John, has been jailed. He seeks solace in the region of Galilee, in Nazareth. Matthew 4:12. Try to imagine this. Jesus has spent 40 days of fasting, night and day of no food intake. His access to water must have been limited, but available, since living in the desert without water would have been fatal in less than a week. A healthy human can last without food for up to 2 months, but it would test the limits of endurance and mental health. Jesus must have been gaunt and debilitated after this demonic assault. Consider that the onslaught did not consist of three temptations. Not at all. Those three temptations were representations of the three areas that were incessantly launched at him every day until the heavens said, "Enough." Jesus was tempted repeatedly in these areas that encircle all sins. The Apostle John wrote about them in the First Epistle, chapter 2, verse 16. It reads, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world." The three temptations listed in Matthew may not be in the order in which they were penned by John, but they are there, and he had to wrestle constantly with their siren calls to step away from his Father. Every day, from the moment he understood his place in the grand scheme of salvation, to the moment he cried, "It is finished." His death bellow made his resurrection 3 days later inevitable. But in that moment of darkness, at the end of the 40 days of mental torture, he was on the brink of premature death. The angels came to his rescue. They encouraged him and ministered to his immediate needs. But the narrative goes on to say that soon after that day in the desert, he was informed that his cousin, John the Baptizer, had been thrown in jail. It wasn't yet a major tragedy, but coming at the end of a trying season of testing, it was more than he could handle. The text states that he sought refuge, first in Nazareth, then in Capernaum, on the other side of the Lake of Galilee. It is both interesting and reassuring that he crossed over to the north side of the Sea of Galilee. It is also significant that when the prophet Isaiah made reference to the land of Naphtali and Zebulun, he referred to that region as the Galilee of the Gentiles. Ouch! The prophet did not even consider them worthy of being called Jews. They were outliers on the margin of Israel, hardly worthy of recognition. But Jesus went there when he sought solace and company. Not the snooty citizens of Zion or the uppity Bethlehemites, not even the Nazarenes, his own people. He went to the margins of society, where the people were genuine, albeit a bit salty and on the rough side around the edges. But those were his people when life was too heavy to bear it alone. He went to his family. Yes, he stopped in Nazareth, but he kept going until he reached the likes of me. I'm glad Jesus makes it a habit to tabernacle with the Gentiles, the riffraff, the shady and untouchables of this world. Jesus has a soft place in his heart for souls that have been beaten and battered, but who always make the time to spend it with him. Something to consider today. Father God, thank you for looking beyond my shortcomings and responding to my deep need of you. In Jesus' name, amen.